Governor Larry Hogan announced an unprecedented executive order this morning that will close bars, eat-in restaurants, movies, and gyms starting at 5 p.m. today. It's an effort to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus, which is currently cropping up more and more throughout Maryland. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Business as usual is no longer an option. That was the message that Hogan sent outside the governor's mansion this morning.
We should continue to expect the number of cases to dramatically and rapidly rise. We have never faced anything like this before. This is going to be much harder, take much longer, and be much worse than almost anyone is currently understanding.
The Republicans' order came less than 24 hours after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended that gatherings with 50 people or more be suspended over the next 8 weeks. In order to hopefully stymie community transmission of the highly contagious virus, CDC officials have emphasized something called social distancing. That is, a conscious effort to reduce close contact between people. It includes skipping group gatherings and avoiding public places. Hogan criticized those who were not following the CDC's advice.
And unfortunately, far too many people have continued to ignore those warnings and are crowding into bars and restaurants, willingly putting the health and safety of others in grave danger.
The virus does not have a vaccine or a cure-all treatment. So, the governor says, every Marylander needs to limit day-to-day interactions to do their part to stop the spread. If they don't, a wave of new cases could overload the state's healthcare system, emergency rooms, and hospitals. Here's how Fran Phillips, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health, puts it.
The steps that every Marylander can take today to put that distance between themselves and others is vitally important to slow down the spread of this infection across our state.
Like the rest of the country, Maryland is experiencing a shortage of virus test kits. Phillips stresses that people who wish to be tested carefully monitor themselves for three things: a cough, difficulty breathing, or a fever over 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Those symptoms are a sign to stay home and call your doctor. In countries where coronavirus has been active longer, like Italy, there is also a shortage of hospital beds. Maryland currently has around 9,000 of them.
The goal is to be able to bring another 6,000 beds on board, and that's just for acute care. It's very, very important as we look at the trajectory of this disease that we ramp up our outpatient, we ramp up our telehealth and triage, and we ramp up our ability to care for people as they are convalescing if they cannot be at home.
Today, Maryland schools kicked off a period of 2 weeks out of class. Thanks to a federal grant, students can now receive three meals and a snack each day from distribution centers. State Superintendent of Schools Karen Salmon says she's considering extending that out-of-school period.
We are actively looking at the modeling that shows where this virus is going, and so we'll be making some decisions about that.
The steps announced this morning might seem scary and overwhelming, Hogan says, but he and his cabinet emphasize they're about reducing the spread of the virus and saving lives. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.